A Skagway study examines possibilities for a local ferry authority, and the state's largest business group says support for the Alaska Marine Highway System is among its priorities. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. The stories are up next. The state's largest business group is throwing its weight behind the beleaguered Alaska Marine Highway System. A key committee of the Alaska Chamber of Commerce says the state ferries are critical to the state economy. Cordova Chamber of Commerce Director Kathy Renfeld penned a formal resolution in response to funding cuts that dropped Prince William Sound towns from the winter schedule.
What we're feeling right now is what a whole lot more Alaskans will feel like very soon, I think, if nothing was done.
About a dozen city chambers co-sponsored the resolution. Haines Chamber of Commerce Director Tracy Harmon says it's important that the state's business community is beginning to take notice of what's happening in coastal Alaska.
There's only so much that we can do with advocacy and submitting letters of support. I think when you're part of a larger body, a larger voice, that's a statewide voice, it's now I feel protected under the strong arm of the chamber, the state chamber's advocacy.
Repairs to the ferry Leconte are estimated to cost $2.8 million more than budgeted. The state has pulled it out of service, affecting nearly 1,000 passengers with more than 500 vehicles. Rebooking is ongoing. Though there's no alternative to passengers on routes to Angoon, Tenneke, Pelican, and Gustavus, those communities are cut off for the foreseeable future. As the Alaska Marine Highway System faces a reduced budget and limited sailings, the municipality of Skagway is looking at ways to maintain ferry service for the Upper Lynn Canal. Last week, the McDowell Group completed a study for the city that examines the possibilities for developing a locally controlled ferry system. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
The McDowell Group's latest study for Skagway explores management options and discusses the challenges and opportunities for a Northern Lynn Canal ferry service. Jim Calvin was the project manager for the study. He says if Skagway wanted to pursue an independent ferry service, it should be operated by a port authority.
It's a public corporation that would be governed by a board of directors that include representatives of whatever stakeholder communities are part of the organization. It operates independently financially and operationally from the local government or governments that create it.
Calvin says the Port Authority model makes the system accountable to the public and opens the door for state and federal subsidies. He says it is not realistic to provide an adequate level of service for the Upper Lynn Canal without public funding, and a for-profit service wouldn't have access to that support. Calvin points to the Inter-Island Ferry Authority as an example of the kind of system that could work for the Upper Lynn Canal. The IFA is guided by a board with representatives from each of the communities it serves.
You know, how the communities, the relationship between the communities that create the authority and how the authority operates, I think it serves as a good model in that respect. It serves a good model in understanding access to federal funding and perhaps state funding.
The study describes the process to establish a ferry service managed by a local port authority. First, municipalities served by the ferry would need to pass ordinances and receive voter approval. Then the state would need to pass a law approving it. Finally, the port authority would need to establish a board of directors and hire an executive director to manage the system. While the study focuses on governance and management of a local ferry authority, there are numerous other questions about how to create a ferry service. For example, where would they get the ships?
There isn't the money available to construct new vessels, so the question has become where might those vessels come from, and if there were to be a ferry authority developed in Lynn Canal, where might the authority secure access ownership or control of the vessels they'd need to provide that service.
The study suggests that a local ferry authority might consider acquiring the Alaska Class Ferries, two vessels that were built by the Alaska Marine Highway System to serve Haines, Skagway, and Juneau. Now it's up to the municipality to decide if this is an idea worth pursuing. The McDowell Group's 55-page study is available to read online. Visit khns.org to learn more. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Governor Mike Dunleavy and First Lady Rose Dunleavy are in Japan to develop trade relations this week. Their objective is to promote Alaska seafood, natural resources, and energy, according to the press release. Among the stops on their itinerary is a meeting with Dowa Metals and Mining. That's the major investor in the proposed Palmer Project, a copper-zinc barite mine north of Haines, as well as a purchaser of ore concentrate from several mines around the state. Governor spokesman Jeff Turner could not say what the goals of the meeting are, nor who initiated it. For security reasons, he could not say when the governor is to meet with the company or when he will return. Constantine Metal Resources was not available for comment by broadcast time. Alaska Department of Fish and Game published preliminary harvest numbers for the 2019 commercial salmon fishery on Monday. Statewide fishermen sold more fish and brought in more money this year, but in Southeast Alaska, that story is a little different. According to the report, fishermen caught more salmon in Southeast compared to last year. The pink salmon run was much stronger, with about 10 million more fish harvested. Chum salmon runs were weaker, with about 3 million less fish harvested compared to 2018. Even though Southeast Alaska fishermen caught more salmon than they did last year, they were not paid as much for it. The estimated ex-vessel value for Southeast Alaska's commercial salmon harvest is about $30 million less than last year. That could be related to a drop in chum and pink salmon prices this year. Lynn Canal Gillnetters brought in about 828,000 fish this year. That's 364,000 fewer than the five-year average. Compared to last year, local sockeye and pink salmon harvests were stronger, while chum and coho salmon harvests fell. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.